One-Pointed Treatment. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, One-Pointed Treatment. We all think we know all about treatment. We think we know what's going on, what the world is all about, and what's important and what's not important. We think we know all about it. Now, why do we think we know all about it? Well, we've lived a long life. Some of us are older and some of us are younger, but we've lived a long life and we know all about it. And so, we know what a one-pointed treatment is. We know that if we have our mind stayed on the one idea, that we're likely to accomplish it. No matter what that idea is, that idea could be an unhappy idea or a happy idea. It could be a successful idea or an unsuccessful idea. And as we concentrate on it, we empower it and we bring it about and we enjoy it. Now, who in the world wants to enjoy an unhappy or unbeneficial treatment? Well, it seems like many people do. Many people do because they seem to concentrate on putting the thought in motion that it won't work, that it doesn't work, that it's the principle, but the principle doesn't work, and it just doesn't work. Now, a lot of us who are long-time practitioners, and we've been in the field for a long, long time, and we've demonstrated a lot of things, and a lot of things we haven't demonstrated, but we've been wondering why it is that there are some things we don't demonstrate, and why it is that there are some things that we don't want in our life, we really don't want, and yet we demonstrate them. We really don't want poverty, we really don't want illness, we don't want lack of any kind in our life, and yet we demonstrate that. How do we demonstrate things in our life that we really don't want? Why do we demonstrate in our life things we really don't want? And what can we do about that demonstrating in our life of things that we really don't want? Well, if you want success in any area, you give yourself totally to that idea. You think, okay, I'm going to build a boat. And I'm going to build this boat, and I'm going to need these tools to build the boat. And you say, well, I don't have the tools, so I cannot build the boat. You say, well, I've got to build the boat because the boat is necessary for me to have to get off of this island. And if I don't build the boat, I will not be able to get off the island. And so, you think to yourself, what does a boat consist of? And a boat consists of many possibilities. It could be a hollowed out log. It could be a bunch of logs all tied together, giving me a raft. It could be many, many possibilities. I could build a boat with an engine, with all sorts of things, depending upon what equipment I have available. Well, now, I'm on this island, and I don't have a lot of equipment. I don't have an awl. I don't have a chisel. I don't have anything to work with these things. So I consider what I do have. Now, if I want to really build something beautiful, something effective, something that's going to do the job for me, I've got to put my entire attention to it. If I put my attention to the idea that it won't work, or I'm not going to accomplish this goal because it's just beyond my talent and my ability and the tools that I have here, then basically, even if you start the task of building the boat, you won't do it. You won't do it because you'll find all sorts of excuses for not doing it or all sorts of excuses for it not working. What can be done to change that cause? Now let's look at another island. Here's another island, and here's a person who has seen boats built by other people. He has seen how Polynesian people build boats and how other people build boats, and he says, well, now, That shouldn't be too difficult. I need to have certain type of things to build this boat, and it's going to be more of a raft than a boat, but it must be very secure, because when the waves go up and down and rub against the whatever that I'm going to use to bind it, it's going to make a difficult situation here. Well, the more I think about it, the more difficult it becomes. And the more I think about, well, let's see now. If I have a pointed stick here, I can take this big log that's here, and I can grout it out and make it into a reasonable boat. Something that will float by itself, and something that will allow me to be inside of it, and that'll allow me to work with it to go someplace. So, little by little, I whittle away at this boat. Little by little, I carve away what I believe might be an adequate boat. It's just a big log with an opening in the middle for me to sit in there and for me to take some things along, some coconuts and some other things, so that I'll have something to eat on my journey. And I work very diligently and very wonderfully at this. And so the time goes by, and I'm working away, and I'm not considering the time, I'm not considering the hours, I'm not considering the days and the weeks that are going by. I'm just considering that I'm working on this boat, and I'm working away with my pointed stick, digging away at the core of the boat so that I'll have a boat. And after a few years, I have a boat. Now you say, a few years, my goodness sakes. Yes, a few years. After a few years, well, I'm enjoying working on the boat. The boat has become a project for me, something that is really wonderful. If I never use it as a boat, that's no problem, but I am using it as something that is a dream for me. I am building this dream boat. This dream boat is going to be something very wonderful. I can visualize it taking me to another island or taking me to shore somewhere. And so I work on this boat. And enjoying working on the boat is half the fun too, because as I enjoy working on the boat, I feel very successful, I feel very meaningful, I feel very purposeful, and I'm having a wonderful time. Time goes by, and the boat is finished, and it's time to take it on its maiden voyage. Well, I don't take it on a maiden voyage. I just take it on a maiden voyage, I guess it's the old word for it. And I go out and I circle the island with my boat. If I cannot control it, if I cannot operate the boat, and if I haven't got the proper paddles to move the boat along, or if I haven't got a mast for it and something to act as a sail or something like that, and then I have to have something to keep it from tipping over, so I make an outrigger for it, and I do all these things, I do it intuitively. I don't necessarily know how to do that, but I do it intuitively by taking it out on some little maiden voyages and seeing how it handles in the water, seeing how it works. And I go on and on, and I accomplish my goal. Now, my goal is to be able to get off the island. But as I have lived on this island now, and I've been working on my boat, my project, and I have been diligently applying myself to it, I come to the point where I don't really care whether I get off the island or not, because I'm having a meaningful adventure. I'm having a meaningful journey. My experience of making the boat has been fulfilling in itself, and I have learned a great deal, and I have become very strong in the process because I've worked hard on making the boat. And I feel very good about myself. My health is in very good condition. My mind is in very good condition. I feel very peaceful and at one with myself. And I almost let go of the idea of wanting to leave the island. I feel very content here. I have my little industry. I have my little activity. And as I do this, I let go of wanting to escape. I let go of wanting to try to achieve something that is something that I don't know what is going to be better than what I've got. And at that moment, what should appear on the horizon but a ship? A ship that is going to see this island and come ashore for whatever reason. I don't have to build a fire. I don't have to wave flags to tell the ship to come. It comes because it is my choice. And so the ship's boats come ashore, and the people say, "Well, you are certainly very creative. You built a beautiful boat here. You have a very lovely island to live on. You have a nice little house to live in here. You have food to eat. Hey, this is very good. You've got a paradise here." And as you think back on it, you think, "That's true, I do have a paradise." And then you think, "Well, do I really want to leave the island? Do I really want to go away from the island? Do I really want to live in another place? Do I want to go back to society again? And do I want to be part of the world again?" And as I think about these things, I begin to come up with values for myself. I begin to come up with ideas, whether what is my real intention, what is my real choice, what is my real desire for myself. And as I come up with my real desire for myself, I realize that I could have it on this island, or to go with these people back to the mainland and live a life on the mainland. What is it that I'd like to do? Coming to that decision is another very difficult thing to do, because you think, now if I don't leave with these people, it might be my last chance. And then I would be here on this island all by myself, living a very primitive and a very gentle and a very fulfilling life. And so I decide I'm going to leave the island. And so I leave the island with these people, and I go back to the mainland, and I join into the mainland type of living. And as I join in the mainland type of living, I am living other people's dreams and other people's ideas and other people's thoughts. But in the back of my mind always is that paradise that I left. That paradise that I tried to escape from. And I tried to escape from it because I didn't really understand it, and because I thought I should live among people. I should live in society. I should do things that other people are doing. I didn't really know my treatment. I didn't really know my one-pointed treatment. I had to make do because there was nothing else to do. I was on this island alone, and I had to make my choices. And so my choices always were sort of looking at the world and being part of the world again, being part of society. But really, since I had to live in this experience of this island, I might as well enjoy it. I might as well make every moment count. I might as well find my food. I might as well cook my food, if such is my choice. I might as well build myself some sort of a little house to live in. I might as well find whatever things are necessary to be a fulfillment to my one-pointed way of living my life. What sort of a treatment would I like for my world? What sort of a treatment would I like for myself? What sort of a treatment would I like for my being? If I were placed in a desert island and I had a disease, and that disease were very devastating, and I would say to myself, now I'm either going to live or I'm going to die, and as long as I'm alive, I'm going to live in a good attitude. I'm going to live in a good attitude. I'm going to praise my body. the values and the good qualities of my body. I'm going to praise myself. I'm going to be one-pointed on my treatment of living. And as I do this, I have no thought for anything else. When a feeling of pain comes up, I immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. Take a deep breath, because I know that that helps to relax it, and I know that that takes it away. And after I encourage myself to live like this for a period of time, the illness no longer has a reason for being, because it no longer has anything that it needs to be proven. And it disappears from my body. It disappears from my life. And then the people come to my island, where I have been enjoying myself very much, and they recall the illness that I had. And they said, oh, you don't have that illness anymore. What happened? How did you get rid of your illness? How did you change? Well, the more you think about the illness you had, the more you bring it back into your life. And then, as you bring it back into your life, you now are one-pointedly living with that illness once again, which you had completely passed by and let go as you were by yourself. But when you're with other people, you let whatever their attitudes are come into your world. And as you let whatever attitudes they have come into your world, then those are the dominating attitudes that you have in your life. We want one-pointed treatment. And we think, well, okay, in a forced one-pointed treatment, like being on a desert island, I could either live or die. And if you think about it, if you have no one to discourage you, no one to encourage you, no one to tell you that you have a problem, no one to tell you you don't have a problem, what do you do? When you have no one to tell you that you have a problem or don't have a problem, then you just are being yourself and having fun. You're in a one-pointed treatment of living a life of harmony and peace and love and happiness. You begin to get into the everyday affairs of your life without thinking about what sort of show am I putting on for something else. Because all illnesses are just a show that we put on for somebody else. For truly, in our own self we say, I like me. In our own self we say, I have a beautiful body. In our own self we say, I can do anything. In our own self, we believe in ourselves. In our own self, we are happy and content and fulfilled in every way. It's only when we get into society, only when we get into being around other people, then we start having problems. Then we start having concerns that things are not working out well, and we feel that we are limited. We feel that we are unable to accomplish something that we want to accomplish. And what do we do? Well, what do we do? We don't accomplish anything. When we can get by ourselves, when we can unto our own self be true, then we accomplish all of the goals, all the dreams, all the desires, all the wishes that we have in our heart. Then we really know what our wishes are, because they're not somebody else's point of view. They're not somebody else's beautiful expression that we would like to have, that we'd like to copy. It's being ourselves, being whoever we really are. And who are we really? What we really are is our own pure, ideal, divine self. And we are that right now. It's not a matter of coming along later. It's not a matter of something that will be in the future. But we are that right now. And it's a wonderful thing. Can you build your boat? Can you live on your desert island? Can you be one-pointed in your treatment? truly you can be that wherever you are. But you can only be that wherever you are if you like yourself. If you think that your ideas are good, your values are good, your self is good. And so it is, we want to encourage ourselves at all times to believe that we are good. We are number one. We are beautiful. And as we encourage this for ourselves, all of our life opens up into a beautiful expression of a fullness that we could never have realized in any other way. Today is the day that you can make that decision come true for you. It's the day that you can know who you are, what you are, why you are, and be that in every glorious way. Have a lovely day as you think about your dream, your treatment. Have a lovely day as you find out who you are. And once you have a glimmer of who you are, let that flow out of you. Let that be all that you are. And as you do that, your life is a one-pointed, successful treatment on whatever it is you truly desire for yourself. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.